Bloomington-based author and Indiana University professor Scott Russell Sanders is closely associated with writing that expresses intimacy with a geographical location, so much so that the online publication Elsewhere, a Journal for the Literature of Place, has named its top nonfiction prize after him. WFIU's Yael Cassander spoke with Sanders about his new book, to be published by the IU Press in April 2009.
Distinguished Professor of English Scott Russell Sanders has been teaching at Indiana University since 1971, and along the way, he's written more than 20 books, ranging from short story collections to personal nonfiction to children's books. The recipient of countless literary awards and grants, Sanders was nominated for the Pulitzer Prize for his 2006 memoir, A Private History of Awe. The Society for the Study of Midwestern Literature has named Sanders the recipient of the 2009 Mark Twain Award. Scott Sanders' newest release bears a bold title.
A Conservationist Manifesto is the result of years and years of thinking about how we presently inhabit the planet, especially here in the United States, and how we need to inhabit if we're going to sustain living systems and if we're going to sustain vital communities. I wrote the chapters or the essays of A Conservationist Manifesto over the last half dozen years, but I've been thinking about these issues, issues of conservation, issues of simple living, local economies, stewardship. I've been thinking about these issues at least since I was in college, which was 40 years ago.
In the meantime, Sanders made a home in Bloomington and, with his wife, raised two children. It is those children and their children and all who live in future generations whom Sanders invokes in the final essay in the book.
I worry that the world you find will be diminished from the one we enjoy. If Earth remains a blessed place in the coming century, you'll hear crickets and locusts chirring away on summer nights. You'll hear owls hoot and whippoorwills lament. You'll smell wet rock, lilacs, new mown hay, peppermint, lemon balm, split cedar, piles of autumn leaves. The list of wild marvels I would save for you is endless. I want you to feel wonder and gratitude for the glories of Earth. I hope you'll come to feel, as I do, that we're already in paradise, right here and now.
Scott Russell Sanders, reading excerpts from For the Children, the final essay of A Conservationist Manifesto. The confrontational tone of his title notwithstanding, Sanders' message is neither didactic nor hopeless.
I see, and of course many other people see, needs for radical changes in the way we live. So the question is, what do we appeal to when we invite people to reconsider our collective way of life? Do we appeal to their fear? Do we appeal to their guilt? Do we appeal to their greed or their lust? Or do we appeal to more durable, more encouraging emotions such as love? And that is what I have chosen, in fact, to appeal to, our love for children, not just our own children, but everyone's children, our love for the beauty in the natural world, our love for community. The book is meant to appeal to what Abraham Lincoln famously called the higher angels of our being, which includes our love, our compassion, our ability to care about the well-being of other people as well as those people who are not yet born.
Ironically, Sanders' appeal for altruism in A Conservationist Manifesto couldn't be more timely.
When these essays were being written, I didn't anticipate this specific economic collapse that we're now in the midst of. But I certainly anticipated that a radical reorganization of our economy and our way of life would be necessary. One of the ways of imagining a good society or a good life is in terms of the relative balance between private wealth and consumption and commonwealth, shared wealth, or shared public goods. And right now, the debate over the so-called stimulus package in Congress divides between those who think that the way to a good life is to put more money in individuals' pockets, and those who feel that as a society we have neglected our common goods, our schools, our air, the quality of our waters, our roads, our bridges, our research, our wild lands. All of these are things that individuals with money in their pocket cannot provide. They can only be provided when we pool our resources as citizens. The present economic collapse, it seems to me, makes it all the more urgent to reconsider what our priorities are in this society.
Scott Russell Sanders' new book, A Conservationist Manifesto, will be published by the Indiana University Press in April 2009. For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Yael Cassander.
Scott Sanders will premiere the book in a special event on February 23rd at Farm Bloomington. The evening will also feature live music by Tom Rusnowski and a sampling of Hoosier tapas and locally brewed beers. Find out more about this event at wfiu.org/porchlight.